Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. We see it so often on TV, in movies, and in commercials that it's almost a cliche. The kid or adult with the inhaler, the one who has asthma. The CDC says 1 in 13 adults has asthma, 7.4% of the population. Some asthma sufferers get it occasionally, but for others it can be life-threatening. Those who live with it learn to avoid things that trigger their asthma, such as strenuous exercise, cigarette smoke, and paint fumes.
There's evidence, however, that asthma may be overdiagnosed and that other conditions are often the culprit. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that 33% of patients diagnosed with asthma by their doctor do not actually have the disease. Joining us is the lead author of the study. Dr. Sean Aaron is a professor in the Department of Medicine at the University of Ottawa and a senior scientist at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute in Ontario, Canada. He's here to give us an overview of asthma and explain his team's findings.
Dr. Aaron, welcome to Take Care. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
I think it'd be helpful for our audience to understand the very basics of asthma, Asthma 101. So what exactly is asthma?
Well, that's an excellent question, and one that the greatest minds in science and medicine have had trouble answering. But to distill it down to its basics, asthma is an inflammatory disease of the airway, whereby the airways become inflamed and therefore they become twitchy. The inflammation is manifest as swelling in the airway, perhaps redness and mucus production in the airway. And because the airway is inflamed, the muscle around the airway is hyper-responsive and will constrict at random times and sometimes when exposed to various allergens. And this will create symptoms of difficulty breathing, wheeze and cough, and asthma.
Who's most likely to get asthma? Does it always start in childhood, or could you have like adult onset asthma?
No, asthma often starts in childhood, but interestingly, about 75% of children who develop asthma actually outgrow it after adolescence. But asthma is also a disease that could start at any time in a patient's life cycle. So, you know, we see patients who never had asthma who are presenting in their 70s with new onset asthma.
So it doesn't necessarily get progressively worse as we age, because you mentioned in children that have it, they can outgrow it, but adults can have it. And even with no warning that they've had, you know, previous troubles, is it usually related to allergies? You had referred to that before. If somebody was going to get it as an adult, is it somebody that suffers from allergies?
Well, asthma is more common in people with allergies, and we know that about half of asthmatics are what we classically call allergic asthma. These are people who are responding to things they're breathing into their environment, and the response is inflammation in the airways and subsequently asthma. So a classic example would be a patient who develops symptoms of asthma when exposed to cat hair. They may be perfectly well 9 days out of 10, but on that 10th day, if they go into a home where a cat is around, they may breathe in the cat dander, the hair off the cat, and the allergens associated with the cat, and that may trigger inflammation in their airways and subsequently asthma symptoms. Half of asthmatics are allergic. In other words, they're breathing in things that are aggravating their asthma. And in the other half, we can't find an allergic trigger, and we call these sort of non-allergic asthma. And we don't understand exactly what's driving the asthma in these people.
Let's talk about those symptoms, because I think for the person who may be having their first attack, you as a physician can see into the airways. You have devices. We are just breathing and experiencing getting less air in, or we may be just associating it with an onset of a cold. Are the symptoms triggered quickly? Is the response of the airways quickly? Is that really what determines whether it's a symptom of asthma?
Well, you know, in some patients, definitely. The symptoms are triggered quickly. They're perfectly well 1 minute, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, they've been exposed to something, and they start to get symptoms. And some of the symptoms can be delayed because the allergic response to being exposed to a cat or some other allergen may actually begin quickly, but may take 12 hours in order to manifest its full response. So we see some people who are fine or minimally symptomatic when they go around the cat at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and the asthma is waking them up at 12 o'clock at midnight, because that's when the allergic response is kicking in at its worst. So it's a bit variable. Some people with asthma have persistent severe asthma, and these people may have symptoms throughout the day, just about every day, and it may be very difficult to control their asthma, whereas others may have very intermittent asthma that only becomes a problem a few times a year when they're exposed to allergens or maybe when they get a cold.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Raff.
And we're talking with Dr. Sean Aaron. He's a professor in the Department of Medicine, the University of Ottawa, and a senior scientist at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute in Ontario, Canada. Dr. Aaron is involved in a study that indicates 33% of patients diagnosed with asthma by their doctor do not actually have the disease. Let's talk a little bit about that study, because that's a rather high rate of misdiagnosis. How did you come to these findings?
Well, first, you're absolutely right. It is a very high rate, but I want to caution that it's not all misdiagnosis. So I think I have to go over a bit of the pathophysiology. Asthma is a disease that can relapse and remit over time. In other words, it's a variable disease that can get better spontaneously and then get worse spontaneously again. So we don't think that all 33% were misdiagnosed. We think that a proportion of the patients in this study were for sure misdiagnosed at the outset. They never had asthma to begin with. They had other problems that accounted for their symptoms. And then a proportion of the patients are ones who did have asthma when they were diagnosed, but they've actually gone into remission and their asthma is no longer active. But the bottom line is that of 613 patients we evaluated who'd been diagnosed with asthma in the last 5 years, we were not able to find active asthma in a third of them.
Why did you do this study? What prompted you to take this on? I'm guessing because people came to see you and told you they had asthma, and it must have happened so many times that you found they didn't, and maybe your colleagues had the same experience.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly why we did this study. You know, I can remember one patient who came into my office. In fact, she was in the study, this particular lady that I saw, who 4 years ago had gone for surgery. She'd had routine abdominal surgery. And after the surgery, she had difficulties breathing, and the difficulties got worse and worse. And for 4 years, she was diagnosed as having asthma and was treated with a variety of asthma inhalers and never felt better. She was always short of breath and feeling as if she couldn't get enough air or participate in sports. She'd been previously very active. And then she came into the study, and we ruled out asthma in her. And then when I saw her as part of the study in consultation after the asthma had been ruled out, I recognized pretty quickly that she had an upper airway obstruction. In other words, that her trachea was constricted. And when we did we put a scope down and looked in her airway, and she had her trachea was about 20% of normal diameter. So she had something called a subglottic stenosis, probably as a result of the surgery she had. She'd had some scarring in the airway around the tube that had gone in when they ventilated her during the surgery. And so we were able to fix that by ballooning up her airway. She was able to throw out her asthma medications, and she's asymptomatic now. So, I mean, you know, these sorts of stories are what prompted us to do this study in the first place, because we were seeing a lot of people who were referred to us with diagnoses of asthma who had other reasons to be short of breath and wheeze, and it had nothing at all to do with asthma.
Well, can we say she was misdiagnosed originally?
Yeah,
I would say that.
Absolutely.
So,
we know for sure there were some patients in the study that were definitely misdiagnosed. They had coronary artery disease and angina, or they had cough due to use of blood pressure medications, which can cause cough that had been mistakenly called asthma. These were people who we were able to fix in the study. Simply by removing their blood pressure medication and substituting others, we cured their quote-unquote asthma symptoms because they never had asthma to begin with.
Right. So they were using these medications that were prescribed to them, which were costly, and secondarily, not addressing their symptoms. So let's talk about the diagnosis, because we want to understand how mistakes like this get made. Is it a subjective diagnosis based on symptoms, or is there a definitive test where somebody can say, yes, you have asthma?
Well, all the medical guidelines say that you diagnose asthma based on both symptoms and a definitive test. And the definitive test is usually a very simple test of airflow called spirometry. All we do is bring patients into a lung function lab or in their family doctor's office. They blow into a tube, and we can measure how quickly they exhale and how much air they can exhale. And we can give them a medication, albuterol, or you might know it as Ventolin, which if they have asthma will open up the airways and allow them to exhale more forcefully and quickly if we repeat the test. So this is a very simple test, takes about 15, 20 minutes, costs about $50, and has absolutely no complications. And we should be doing these tests as physicians and everybody who we suspect asthma. In our study, we found that only half the patients, at least in 10 Canadian cities that we studied, only half the patients had actually had the test. In the other half of the patients, the doctors were diagnosing asthma simply based on symptoms and clinical impression. And in many cases, they were getting it wrong.
Is there a problem with the medications that are prescribed to those believed to have asthma being taken by someone? Other than the fact that they're not effective in treating their breathing issues, is there a problem with giving a well person these medications?
Well, I mean, the first problem is the expense and the cost. The average cost of asthma medicines is over $1,200 a year. So you're asking someone to pay a lot of money for out of pocket for medications that aren't going to help them. And the second problem is that you're exposing the patient to the potential risks of side effects of asthma medications without any potential for benefit. If the patient doesn't have asthma or their asthma is in complete remission and no longer active, they're not going to benefit from these medicines, but they could have side effects. The major side effects they're not severe side effects, but, you know, the acute short-term side effects from asthma medicines are things like rapid heartbeat, tremor, oral thrush, which is a fungal infection in the mouth, and then long-term side effects can include things like cataracts and glaucoma and osteoporosis if you take inhaled medications for many years.
Dr. Aaron, what is your advice to patients who have been told they have asthma but really aren't sure?
Well, that's a great question. Thanks. First thing, I want to let everybody know who is on asthma medicine currently that they should not stop asthma medicine on their own cold turkey. That could be very dangerous because if you have current active asthma and you stop your medicine, you might provoke an asthma attack and get very sick. So my advice is, if you don't have current symptoms of asthma, but you're on asthma medicines, go see your doctor, discuss this fact with your doctor that you're feeling well and you're not sure you still need your medicines, and ask your doctor very gently to order a spirometry test to make sure that your lung function is completely normal. If your spirometry test is normal and you're not having symptoms, at that point, you and your doctor could decide to try to taper down your asthma medicines gradually and perhaps ultimately get you off them. But don't do this on your own. Make sure you do this under the supervision of a healthcare professional.
Dr. Sean Aaron is a professor in the Department of Medicine at the University of Ottawa and was the lead author of a study that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which found that 33% of patients diagnosed with asthma by their doctor actually do not have asthma. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.